The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, Father, today I ask that you would grant with all boldness I may speak thy word, and that you would stretch forth your hand to heal the people. Thank you, Father. Now, go get your Bibles. Get you a notepad. Be really good to write these scriptures down, and you can study them and gain more. And I'm sure we will not finish with this message today. We'll continue next week. But we will get started. And so get your cup of coffee, your juice or your water, whatever, your popcorn, and get back with your pad and pen and your Bible in hand. And while you're doing that, I'll just say thank you so much again for joining us. We really want the Lord to bless you through this ministry. That is why we're here, to be a blessing to you, for God's word to go forth throughout the earth, and for God to get great glory and to make his name great. All right, John 17, let's see the main focus that and the main desire that Jesus had. This is the prayer that Jesus prayed before he was crucified. Turn to John 17, and let's go to verse 18. And Jesus says, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. As thou hast sent me." So as the Father sent Jesus, even so Jesus sends us into the world. Let's skip down to verse 20. "Neither pray I for these alone," speaking of the disciples at the time, "but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." So he was praying for us, those of us who believe. Open your hearts to believe right now. Verse 21. "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." That the world may believe. Verse 22. "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." The glory which the Father gave Jesus, he desires to give to you. The very same glory that the Father gave to Jesus, he desires to give to us. To make his name great in the earth. To glorify him in the earth. To bring forth his kingdom into the earth. We're going to learn how to do that and how to grow up in him. To be able to do that. Now let's skip back to verse 5 of John 17 and see what he says. "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self." Glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Glorify thou me with thine own self, he says. Back to verse 22, "The glory which thou gavest me, I have given them." So we are to be glorified by the Lord in us, by the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father in us, we in them and them in us as one. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? And verse 23, "I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know." That the world may know, the whole world. There are over 6 billion people on this planet. And as of right now, most of them are still on a path of destruction. They don't have a relationship with the Most High God. So I think, you know, God's plan for each one of us is for us to grow up in Him, to be strong in Him, to be filled with His power and His anointing, to take that forth into the earth. And part of my job as a minister is to encourage you to speak the word into you that you may be strengthened to do that very thing. Now let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. Wait just a minute. Let's go back to verse 10. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we saw from verse 18 and verse 20 that it wasn't just for the disciples. It's for every believer. All right, now let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. That we would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. God has called you unto His glory. That we would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. To His glory. All right, turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. So are you writing these scriptures down? John 17, read the whole chapter. Study the whole chapter. Because that's Jesus' prayer for you. And then 1 Thessalonians 2:12. And now we go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 12. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. Hallelujah. And you in Him. According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that glorious? That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. And you in Him. According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by grace that we can partake of this glory. And it's through faith that we partake of this glory. And I'll teach you more about faith and how to receive everything that God has for you. Now, turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. This is one of my most favorite scriptures here. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things that pertain to life He's given to us. Not things that pertain to death. Those things do not come from God. He has not given us things that pertain to death or disease or anything of that nature. But He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You know, death came into the world in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve in His image, then Satan came into the garden and tempted them, and they fell. That's when death and disease and all things that pertain to death came into the world. It was through Satan. It was through disobedience. But before that time, Adam and Eve walked in the glory of God. They walked in complete and full relationship and communion with the Father. And they had all things that pertain to life and godliness. And then Jesus, by His blood, redeemed us. And that word redeem means that He bought back everything that was lost. He purchased, He bought it back for us so that we now have the ability to enter in into the same realm of glory that Adam and Eve had before they fell. Jesus paid that price. He bought it all, not just part, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of Him. Knowledge. That's what we're getting now. Through His Word, we gain knowledge. Our minds are renewed through His Word. And we get the knowledge so that we can walk in these things. Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He is calling you today. If you've never been called, if you're not born again, He is calling you today. It's not an accident that you tuned into this broadcast. The Lord God Almighty is calling you, begging you, drawing you by His Spirit to come into this glory and these wonderful things He has for your life. You were born for a purpose. You were created for a purpose. And now you need to be reborn so that you can be alive to these things, so that you can actually understand what I'm saying and it won't seem foreign to you. Once you're born of the Spirit, born again, born of the Spirit, then you can understand spiritual things. If you haven't been born again, then you may be just looking at me and thinking I'm some crazy lady and you don't understand a word I'm saying. It's foolishness to the natural mind. But once you've been born again, then these things make sense to you. And you have this desire inside you, this faith, this God-given desire that makes you want to please God and walk the way He wants you to walk. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He hath called you to glory and virtue. He's called us to glory and virtue. And that word virtue, you know, in today's language, we use the word virtue. It sort of means a nice person or a really good person that doesn't lie, doesn't steal. You know, they have virtues. Maybe they're kind. But that's not the full meaning of this word. You know, the New Testament was translated from the Greek. And the root of this word virtue is power. Power like a warrior. That kind of awesome power. That's the kind of power that God has for you. The very same power. Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and on earth. And that very same power, that very same glory is what He desires for us to walk in, for you to walk in. All right, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. This word that I'm reading to you, these are promises. This is God's will and testament for you. These are His promises. This is part of His covenant with you. He desires this. It was His idea. It was His plan. We're not promoting ourselves when we want to walk in God's glory or His power or His virtue. But that was God's idea. That was His plan. We're His workmanship created in Him for His purposes, for His glory. It's all through the Bible that we were created for His glory. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. These things are great. Great promises to be able to walk in that kind of power and anointing. To be blessed. To be blessed in your life. To be able to get out of trouble when trouble comes. To be able to get out of sickness. You don't have to die with sickness. You don't have to be sick. There's a way out. And you can walk in that power. You can walk in that faith. You can walk in that anointing. Let's grow into that. God wants that for you. He desires that for you. Exceeding great and precious promises. That by these promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature. By these promises in the Word that we have. It's through the knowledge of these promises that we can be partakers of the divine nature of God. Divine means of God. The divine nature of God. All of His power, His wisdom, His glory, His virtue, His love. God is love. You know, to be able to love people like you've never been able to love them before. People that have done you wrong. You can love them. You can forgive them. You can do that through God's power, through His promises, through His Spirit. Hallelujah. To be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, all these fleshly things that our human nature seeks after. Which, like I said earlier, some of those things are fine and well and good. But if you seek the kingdom of God first, all those things will be added to you with no sorrow. That is one of God's precious and exceeding great and precious promises in His Word. That you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Corruption is decay, disease, all things that pertain to death. You know, disease is just a lesser form of death. And if disease continues in your body, it will bring forth death. Sin brings forth death. Sin can bring forth disease. It's not always the cause of disease. I mean your personal sin. Sometimes it is. But sin in the world is always the cause of disease. And that brings forth death. That's a part of death. That's death working in your body. God doesn't want that for you. He doesn't want death to be working in your body. God is a God of the living. God is a God of life. He's a God of love. You know, if you love your children, you don't want them to be sick and die. God is a God of love. He wants you to be well and strong. He wants His people to be well and strong on the earth to bring forth this glory. You can't bring forth God's glory if you're sick all the time. You can't bring forth God's glory if you're in poverty all the time. You know, God is pleased with faith. And that faith, it's impossible to please God without faith. But you don't want to spend all of your time believing God for a better car, believing God for a better job, believing God to be healed. I mean, sometimes we have to spend time believing God for those things, but you don't want to spend the rest of your life just believing God for just those natural things that pertain to the flesh. God wants you to rise above those things, to get to the point where you can walk in divine health, through His divine nature, where you won't get sick, where you won't continuously make mistakes and continuously be tempted. God wants you to rise above that. We need to go on into perfection, as Paul said. So what I want to, at least today, get started in your heart, a burning flame, to get that desire that God has already put in you. I want to get that kindled, rekindled, refreshed, built up so that you can start desiring more and more to walk in the glory and the power and the virtue of Almighty God through Jesus Christ. All that He has created you to be, to bring forth His glory so that you can bring healing to others. So that you can teach others how to be prosperous, how to walk in the ways of God, how to be blessed, how to get out of trouble. God doesn't want you to be in financial difficulty or sick the rest of your life. That's not His best plan for you. So, you know, I'm all for prosperity. I do believe that is part of the plan of God. But if we just zero our faith in all the time on one particular thing that pertains to the flesh, you know, that's not God's best. Sometimes we do, when sickness attacks our bodies, we must zero our faith in on that particular thing. We have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to stand on the Word. Sometimes healing comes instantly. You can be healed from watching this broadcast. You can be healed from hearing the words of God. He sent His Word and He healed them. You can be healed right now. All you have to do is believe His Word. Believe that you are healed. He said you're healed by His stripes. You can receive from the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Just from hearing the Word, the living Word. You know, God's Word is alive. It has power in it. He said His Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's active. Anything that has life in it is active. And we'll talk about that, about your faith later. But you can be healed instantaneously from hearing the Word. But sometimes you have to fight the good fight of faith. And you have to stand on the Word and take your healing. Aggressively take what God has promised you to have. Because as I said before, we do have an enemy. We do have an enemy. Satan tries to steal, to kill, to destroy. And he doesn't want you to be healed. He wants you to be sick so that you can't bring forth the glory of God, so that you can't minister His word to others and be a witness of His goodness. You know, sickness does not bring glory to God. Ever. Ever. That may be a bold statement to you, but sickness does not bring forth the glory of God. Healing does. Now, don't be condemned if you're sick, but get healed. Believe in healing. You can be healed. It's God's will for you to be healed, to be strong. That brings forth His glory. Then people say, what a good God. What a good and loving God. You know, you don't want your children or people that you love to be sick. God doesn't want you sick. And Jesus took the stripes on His back for your healing. But if you don't receive it instantaneously, please do not give up. Because sometimes you do have to stand and you do have to believe and your faith has to be tried. All right, back to the scripture. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in, where? In this world. As He is now, not as He was walking on the earth, but of course God never changes. He is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, when the Lord Jesus Christ was walking on the earth, He showed forth the glory of God and the will of God. He went around preaching, teaching, healing, delivering people from demons, and raising the dead. Healing the lepers, healing all kinds of diseases, curing people. This was God's will. Jesus showed forth the glory and the will of the Father. And He says, as He is, so are we in this world. In this world. Not in heaven. Not over yonder, someday, somewhere, sometime, when you get to heaven. As He is, so are we in this world. That's what He wants. That's what we're to grow up into. Now turn to Colossians. Back over Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27. Let's go up to verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, or those who believe. But now is made manifest. Now. To whom God would make known. Okay, the same people, those who believe. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Which is. This is the great part. Let's go back. To whom, those that believe, God would make known what is the riches of the glory. That's what He wants to do in you and through you to the world. Of this mystery among the Gentiles, among the world, to the rest of the world. Jesus died for the world. He died for all. Whosoever will. But how can they believe unless they hear? Okay, here is the glory. Here is the mystery. This is where the glory comes from. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Now, how do we get to this glory? How do we get to this virtue? How do we get to walk in this power? Through faith. The same way you get salvation or anything else. Through faith. Through believing. First you hear the word of the Lord. And then you make a decision. I will believe that that is the word of the Lord. Now believe, the word believe, what does that mean? Just a mental assent? No. That's part of it. You need to have a mental assent. But believe in the Greek is, it's deeper than that. It's like believe with all your being. Put your whole faith in, your whole trust in. Every part of your being, your mind, your will, your emotions. You know, a person of faith can influence God through their faith and prayer, of course, but through their faith, they can influence God to do things that He wouldn't otherwise do. Did you know that? God doesn't just always do whatever He wants to and that's it. We have a part to play in this.